Ron Muick's Encounter is currently running at the Art Gallery of New South Wales, a series of intricately crafted figurative sculptures that offer a profound observation of the human experience. Muick is known for his hyper-realistic figures, complete with all the fine details of hair, wrinkles and veins. Talk with us more about this new and exciting exhibition. Jackie Dunn, the Senior Curator of Exhibitions at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. Morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, Danny. I'm well, thank you.
Very exciting times. Firstly, exciting that this exhibit has made its way to Australian shores. What can visitors expect to see?
Oh, lots of encounters. I mean, really, it seems the perfect title for us to attach to Ron's work, because really every time one comes across one of these figures or groups of figures, there's a sort of sense of, you know, confrontation and an opportunity to engage and all of the things that we sort of do when we meet a real human figure, you know, in the wild, as it were. So, I mean, really a sense of these sort of beautifully paced, delicate, intimate, tiny figures and then grand, huge, funny, whimsical creatures, and his brand new work, which is his sort of pack of dogs, which is, I think, speaking to us about our contemporary moment. So there's really a range, a kind of journey through the show of these experiences.
Yeah, it's like, it is incredibly lifelike stuff, but also otherworldly, sort of uncanny valley.
Yes. And I think the whole uncanny valley thing is fascinating, isn't it? Because that you are just on the edge always of wondering whether these figures are real or not, even though your head is telling you that they can't possibly be, because they might be the size of, you know, a quarter of the size of a real figure, or twice as big. And so your head is already telling you that. And yet when you catch sight of their eye from the side, or when you see the little ribs poking through the back of the little boy, you feel like they're trembling with breath. And so it's a very strange sensation as you absorb all of that information. Yeah.
How does he achieve this level of detail?
Well, incredible skills, which, even though he doesn't like to draw a direct line between it, really does go back to being the child of German toy makers in Melbourne. Amazing. So I think really at his mother's knee, if you like, he was really learning some of that capacity to make things feel lifelike. But then when he was a little older, he went into film and television, actually worked with Jim Henson from The Muppets, and was famous as actually playing as well as creating the character of Ludo in Labyrinth, which was a quite cult, you know, kind of cult film. So he got all those skills, but of course he was always an artist. And he eventually just managed to sort of separate himself from working on commissions for things, and really determined that he wanted to say something, I think, more potent and more sensitive and observational about the world and the people in it.
Yeah, I think it is very potent. That's a great word for it. Mm. And I imagine there's also, it must sort of take a meticulous observation of people, of humanity, to be able to make these recreations.
Well, my feeling, and working with Ron on which works we were going to try and bring in from various lenders, and really, really thinking through the show as a different kind of experience of Ron's, was to almost try and give enough space to the works so that when you go in as a viewer, you also get the same amount of time to kind of observe. You know, Ron has done all of that preliminary work of noticing somebody on the street and thinking, oh, that's exactly the image I want to create. And then he might spend a year making it.
Yeah.
And then you as a viewer get this opportunity to suddenly go in and look. So there's this extraordinary sort of exchange of you know, being able to look at his observations, if you like, and then make your own, because he sort of sets things in place for us to look and pay attention and find a connection.
Yeah, and I mean, he's done so much fantastic work, but Encounter also marks the debut for a different type of direction for Muick.
It does. Yeah, look, he started in this direction, you know, a good 5-6 years ago, but he had this really strong interest in working with the image of dogs, and he has created for us the most extraordinary sort of set of 8 dogs, which are nearly 3 meters high, each, and they are just extraordinary. They're right on the brink of about to launch into a massive fight.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just the metaphor of that in our day and age is hard to resist, and I don't think we should. but you are right in there amongst them. You know, you can almost feel the kind of saliva spitting and what have you. But it's not just the subject that shifted, I guess. It's that Ron is not so interested in doing every hair and every detail anymore. He's more interested in that really old sculptural thing of sort of gesture and pose and how do you capture dynamic. And so they're quite pared back compared to the earlier works in the show, but they just give off this vital energy. And it's something that you kind of stand within and get more and more drawn into. So fascinating that he's able to achieve that with even less of that surface detail than he had before.
And wonderful accompaniment there by the Art Gallery of New South Wales for this work by Ron Muick as part of Encounter. There's guided tours, and you've got sort of just the regular guided tour. You've got Mandarin, Korean language, and there's also a performance here, Funeral Games.
Yes, a fascinating body of of artists coming in to really respond to Ron's work. They've all actually grown up interested in his practice, so we're sort of desperate to find this opportunity to really expand on it. But their focus is going to be on birth and death. And, of course, they're subjects that Ron has dealt with and are in evidence within the work itself. There's also a very beautiful, incredible audio guide. So instead of taking the regular, hearing my voice, and having the
There's nothing wrong with your
tour.
Voice, Jackie well, Dunn, from the Art Gallery of New South Wales.
Well, that's very kind, but we wanted to offer people a fabulous kind of imaginative opportunity. So we commissioned five incredible Australian authors to come up with these short stories, baby tiny short stories that people can listen to as they walk through. So they can also kind of let their minds wander and start to think about narrative possibilities, which I think is kind of fun. So we've got a lot on offer. Yep.
Okay, well, if you need anyone else to voice any of the guided tours for you, Jackie, just know that I'm fully available. Should warn
I
you, though.
I love it, Danny.
I will blush as soon as we get to the nudes there in the classic section.
I love it.
This is wonderful. A good way to describe Ron's work to a body of work there as well, considering everything
thank
he does.
You. I didn't even realise I'd done that.
That's wonderful. So the Funeral Games performances will be happening on Wednesdays throughout January. There's tons of other stuff
that's
there,
nice.
Too, and cover Encounter, Ron Muick's vivid, intimate and monumental sculptures at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. I'll put links to this up on the 2SER website. Jackie Dunn, Senior Curator of Exhibitions at the Art Gallery of New South Wales, congratulations to you and the crew there for another fantastic exhibition, and please do stay in touch. Can't wait to see what you've got happening next, and so great that Ron Muick's Encounter will be there for us to enjoy this summer.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Danny. We're thrilled to have it and really great to welcome people in. Thank you.